30 billion worth of homes are held by investment funds, institutional landlords extracting rents and that are sky high and making a healthy return. They get a free pass on paying no tax whatsoever on their rental income. Over 1,000 homes, Minister. 1,000 homes were bulk purchased by investment funds over the past 2 years. 1,000 homes snapped up under the noses of first-time buyers since this government said that they would end that practice. Again, you've misled the public every step of the way because you're in the pockets of those developers, in the pockets of those vulture funds, and that's why we have a housing crisis. Now that you're through the election, it is time to be honest, to come clean. Do you want rents to come down? Because you obviously don't. You're removing the protection. Do you want house prices to come down? You obviously do not. So I'm asking the Minister for Housing, if he was here, let's state that he wants rents and house prices to come down, because I believe that he won't, because all your policies show that it will push it in the other direction. What we need is a serious rethink, a serious re-step in relation, change of direction in terms of housing. What we are watching as we see the number of people and homelessness increase month after month is absolutely scandalous. So just like the bluffer who sat there before the Minister for Housing now, don't pretend that there's nothing that you can do. Of course there is. Ban rent increases. Ban no-fault evictions. Scrap the sweetheart deals for the vulture funds. End the bulk purchasing of homes and build houses that ordinary people can afford to live in.